This is a very appealing image. Jesus calls us friends. It says, a slave doesn't know what his master is doing. He doesn't demand. He always invites us to friendship. You can't command a friendship. It has to be voluntary and reciprocal. Of course, we can't begin to reciprocate Jesus, but in our own way, we can love him. And he teaches us how to do that. And this idea of friendship, of being walking with God, you know, like in the Garden of Eden, when we were meant to know God, to walk with him, to speak with him, to know the future is good, heaven, and what earth is all about. Instead, humanity's lost this and has to live in faith. We don't see yet. How do we love God when we don't see him? And how do we get to our destination? And so Jesus gives us all this great advice. I want to pull out a story from, I spoke sometime in the past because it fits this gospel so well. And my dad used to, he loved, you know, boats, sailboats, and I disliked it intensely. I get terrible seasickness on these boats of his. He had a sloop and a yawl. A yawl. Y'all. All I know is one has two masts and one has three. And so, anyway, my dad got this yawl, and it was used, and it had been in racing. So it was a racing boat, and it had an extra tall mast and an extra heavy keel. In fact, it was a keel that was attached to the one that was already on the boat, 2,000 pounds of lead underneath it. You know, nothing was going to tip that boat over. But if you got an extra mast, you need some more on the bottom to keep it from tipping over. So he had this boat. He didn't need the extra speed, but anyway, it was added safety, I guess. And he used to sail it from Long Beach Harbor in L.A. to Catalina Island over in Avalon. I can't remember how long it took to do that. You know, you could take the SS Catalina in about, I don't know, a half hour. Didn't get sick on that one, but his boat, one time he said to me, you know, this is all in your head. You know, if you couldn't see, you wouldn't get sick. And I said, it's a little bit lower than my head, you know. So he said, I'm going to blindfold you. And when we get past the breakwater, you won't even notice. He said, just don't go inside. That you get more sick underneath, which is true. And so as soon as we got past the breakwater, let's just say we never had that experiment again. Sick for 3 days. I had a donut for breakfast. Oh, never mind. By the way, we're serving donuts after Mass today. Anyway, so there's a place, the reason I mention this is because there's a place between both where you came from and where you're going. When you can't see Catalina and you can't see Long Beach, you might as well be in the middle of the Pacific because you can't see land on either side. And it was right in the middle of that area when my dad was sailing this boat when something happened. That 2,000-pound keel came off and landed in the ocean. He didn't sink, but this boat was called the Panic. So, got the sail down. I said, how did you get home? How did you get there? He said, very carefully and very slowly. And there was not enough gas to motor all your way in. So it took him, use the back sail, whatever that is, and took a long time to get there, but he made it. And in order to get to where you're going when you can't see the destination, you need a compass. Not only a boat, but a compass. And so following that compass, he would get to Avalon and come back. And then I'd meet him over there, you know. So this is a good image of the spiritual life. Christ uses boats quite frequently. He called four fishermen. We see after his resurrection that more than four of them are out in the water fishing. We heard that yesterday at First Communion. And so Jesus uses this image. We're all in the water. One of my books from seminary that I remember was called, Father Jeremy used this image, We Wake in the Water. In other words, we don't remember how we were launched. Our parents do. We see pictures. We ourselves don't have a memory of this. We have to be told how we got to where we are, how our parents met, who we are. When we're about age 7, First Communion, we we're ready to learn some of the deeper things about our faith, which is why First Communion occurs at that age. And so we also can't see our destination. And at some point, we reach the point where home is a long ways away, and that which from where we came is behind us. Yet we don't see where we're going yet. Heaven is the one and true object of our faith. Yet without that compass, we're not going to get there. The world doesn't know where it's going. Its compass is all over the place. And everybody's got a different idea of what life's about. Some say there is no landfall. Others say it's over here. Others over there. The last thing some people want is to follow what God's will is. I want my will. But my will is going to lead to disaster unless somebody gives me directions. Who am I? Who created me? Where did I come from? And where am I meant to go? Every earthly thing is a passing joy. As eternal beings, we cannot be filled with anything temporal. It just isn't enough. No matter how much we have, there's still something missing. And this is what we are partly here to learn. And while we're out in the water, you know, one image, Jesus is asleep in the back of the boat. The thing nearly sinks. It's an image of the spiritual life. God puts us through trials. We're going to have windstorms, and it's going to rain, and the boat's going to look, it's going to look as though God has abandoned us, like he did with Jesus in Gethsemane. And yet, this is part of our training. We're here to learn something. We're here to grow. We're not here just to have a pleasure cruise. This is not a pleasure cruise. At times, it is. But we're on a journey. We know where we're going. And in order to keep the boat on an, if you forgive the expression, on an even keel, we have his commandments. And if we follow him, it's like a compass guiding us to our home. And that commandment is deceptively simple sounding. Love one another. God forbid I should give one of those namby-pamby love sermons. But it is, to love is an action, and it's not easy. God will always, almost always, I'd ask anybody in the room, there's somebody in our work or school or home or people we run into who are a little tough to love. Maybe we're a little tough to love, but this is how we go through this is where we grow. These are the growth opportunities that we have. And every person that we befriend is Christ. He hides himself in this world and teaches us how to follow the divine compass to get to where we're going. We always, you know, many of us get off track and then we look at our compass and realize, oh, I'm going northwest or I'm going northwest or I'm going southeast. And in these things, then we say, well, am I being selfish? Is life really about me and my needs? It isn't. And God calls us to that great dignity that we have as children of God. The permanent and never-ending constant friendship of God to walk with him. The first walk we have with him is he explains our lives, where he was present and why everything happened. I'm looking forward to that. I have one of my best friends from seminary. 27 years ago, I met him when I first moved up here. He passed away this week. We were true friends, and it's very hard to lose a friend, isn't it? And it's been mourning that all week, but you know, I will come to him, but Christ never leaves us. His friendship is always with us. Even if we sin, he's just waiting for us to come back to him. He is a true friend who will challenge us, and at times we will wonder where he is, but that's his friendship. He wants us to learn what kind of friend we are to be to him. And being a friend of his means, Lord, I'm going to do my best to do what you ask. That's not an easy thing to do at times. But our friendship grows over a lifetime from our beginning, First Communion, and all the way until we meet him face to face. So as we go through our life, it is as if we are on a boat where we cannot see where we came from. None of us can. Actually, we don't see where we're going. None of us have seen heaven or Christ for that matter yet. We know he loves us, our friend that walks with us through life. He doesn't call us slaves. Instead, he invites. It's up to us what kind of friendship we're going to have with Christ, because the friendship that we develop with Christ on earth by our prayers, our faith and our actions is the friendship that we will have with God forever.